With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump drawing fire from political foes at home and abroad for his latest remarks on NATO, specifically NATO members paying more for their own defense instead of relying on the U.S. to foot so much of the bill.
At a weekend campaign rally, Trump said Russia should be able to do whatever it wants to NATO members who don't meet their share of defense spending for the alliance. NATO's leader warned that Trump is putting the safety of U.S. troops and their allies at risk. Poland's president denounced Trump's comment, as did the White House. The former president said he would not protect a NATO ally if they were delinquent in payments and said he would encourage Russia to do as it wishes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, all across Ukraine, it's raining. It's raining drones.
Russia has launched a barrage of 45 drones over Ukraine as Kyiv changes more military leaders. In a 5.5-hour barrage, Russia launched drones that attacked agricultural facilities and coastal infrastructure throughout Ukraine. Ukraine's military said that a strike in the Mykolaiv region had injured one person, sparking a fire and damaging residential buildings. Its air force also said it had shot down 40 of the Iranian-made Shahed drones over 9 different regions. I'm Karen Chamas.
After more than 4 months in captivity, 2 more hostages held by Hamas are free. They were rescued by the Israeli military in southern Gaza. Lloyd Austin is back in the hospital this morning, but this time he didn't keep it under wraps. He transferred his authority to his deputy, Kathleen Hicks. And watching Wall Street, stocks so far have been modestly higher for much of the morning. The Dow up 19 points. The Nasdaq is ahead 30 points. This is SRN News. Are you married?
According to the latest from the Pew Research Center, 51% of American adults are married, one of the lowest percentages in the country's history. A total of 69% of poll respondents say they're in some kind of committed relationship, leaving 30% of adults single, a majority of whom say they plan to stay that way. Meanwhile, a record number of people who are 40 years old are not married these days, 25%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One Indian state has approved an unprecedented uniform code for marriage, divorce, adoption, and inheritance for Hindus, Muslims, Christians, and all other religious communities. The new legislation has enraged Muslims in particular. They oppose clauses that ban polygamy and set a minimum age for marriage for both men and women. Muslim leaders accusing the ruling Hindu Nationalist Party of pursuing a sectarian agenda, one that discriminates against them. This is SRN News. Britain's King Charles goes to church for the first time since his cancer diagnosis was revealed.
King Charles arrived in St. Mary Magdalene Church alongside Queen Camilla to attend a service. The king is recuperating in Sandringham House in eastern England after his first treatment for an unspecified form of cancer. The king recently expressed his gratitude for the public's supportive messages and emphasized that it provides him with the greatest comfort and encouragement. He says that he finds it inspiring that sharing his diagnosis has led to public awareness and has shed light on the crucial work by organizations supporting cancer patients worldwide. King Charles left his home at Clarence House in London after starting his treatment. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
Well, steady as she goes so far on Wall Street this morning. It follows last week's record-setting performance by the market. More details, SRNNews.com.